Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Hope everyone's having a great Thursday. Well, today we had, two big political stories that I'd like to kick off with. And then I want to get into a topic that I meant to get to earlier in the week, never got to, about ultra-processed foods. And we've got some other stuff down, so a packed show for you. Want to start with this morning. So this morning we had the debate at St. Joe's. I listened to the whole thing and kind of broke it down. Obviously, I think Sean Ryan... I think it was very telling. Sean Ryan, the only candidate on the stage to say he does not endorse term limits. I don't think anyone's surprised by that. But he was the only one who said that he does not support term limits. Again, the same guy who thinks you're an idiot for voting for Trump. So he thinks that a majority of the American voters are wrong, but he feels comfortable being in a very blue district in Senate and running for mayor in a very blue city. In that situation, he doesn't want term limits. And I thought I was going to sit here and talk about the debate for the first segment. Then the most divisive figure in local politics decided to post this at 10:56 this morning.
Just a quick observation. If you were upset about Cracker Barrel changing its logo, but you're not upset about the demolition of the east wing of the White House, you're in a cult. You need help. This is not right, and it's not what should happen in America.
Now, this fake dramatic video, and by the way, ironic he wants to talk about restaurants. I'm sure he'd be upset if something was dropped off the menu. But he did this from his office in the Rath building, so the office that you pay for. I know he doesn't want to acknowledge taxpayers, but the office that you pay for on your clock. So he wasn't golfing. It's too cold this morning. He's not skiing. There's no snow yet. But he's making videos like this. What does he accomplish out of this? Like, what is accomplished? Is this a productive statement from the county executive? I have said this time and time again. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. You know, as David said at the end of his show, and I will echo, you know, I have really good relationships with Mitch Nowakowski, Kevin Hardwick, right? These are people politically I don't agree with, but I consider them friends, and they regularly come on this show. Brian Nowak's another one. Not only do they come out on the show, they'll reach out to me with a story. You know, hey, do you have time to bring this up? Bill Conrad's another one. Assemblyman Bill Conrad. He's one of the level-headed Democrats who's asking the governor to pause the electrification, which you'll hear more about tomorrow morning. But, you know, I there are a lot of Democrats who I really like as people. Again, we can have disagreements. You have people, and this is in both parties, on the fringes, like the county executive, like Jeremy Zellner, like Sean Ryan, who they think, if you don't think like me, if you don't agree with me, I don't have time for you. And that is completely opposite of what politics is supposed to be. Again, Assemblyman John Rivera, I voiced a disagreement with him for a segment earlier in the week. He's on the show the next day. That is a mature adult. Again, we don't agree. Does that mean you run away from the station? Does that mean you run away from the opportunity to explain yourself? That seems pretty childish, right? That's like when you TP someone's house, then you get in the car and you drive as far away as you can. That's the county executive. He makes this comment in his office and then is invited on this show to say whatever he wants. And as we learned, people say things that I disagree with on this show all the time. We've learned that a few times. And that's fine. But you say something that, I'm sorry, I believe a statement like that's pretty radical and it's divisive. And it's exactly what I am trying to not be each and every day. Now, of course, the hacks are going to say that, you know, Joe Beamer, you're divisive anytime you talk politics. If you say that, you haven't listened to the show. I'm sorry. I mean, if you say that, you haven't listened to the show and you're just being lazy. Because I try to be the opposite of divisive. I try to bring different thoughts together. This weekend, I'm planning to have Democrats running for town board in Amherst on Hardline. I can't even get the chairman of the Erie County Party to return a phone number to me. You want to talk about a child? That is an immature child running the party. And a statement like this, and then not coming on and explaining yourself, running away from the station, that is immature. That is not the way someone in office should act. Now, I don't know. Does he not want to back up this comment? Or does he know I'll also ask him about the way he's treating the clerk? And we heard from Mickey Kearns yesterday, last segment of the show, how, you know, the Buffalo News was ushered right in. Now, they're told it's the media building. I have not gotten my key yet. Or the media office. The clerk's request for jobs in the budget declined. Why? Because he's not part of the party. He's not part of the group, the club. The club is Democrats. It's polling cars. It's Zellner. It's Ryan. And if you're not in the club, you're in a cult. You're not worth my time. So if you're 45% of the Erie County voters who voted for Donald Trump, the county executive who is supposed to represent you does not care about you. Thinks that you are beneath him. He doesn't need to explain himself. Is that the kind of person you want running the county? Now, again, the pushback would be, well, what about President Trump, Joe? You mean President Trump, who's sending National Guard, is trying to make Blue City safer? Now, are there things that the president does that I disagree with? Yeah, I may have laughed at the jet going and dumping sewage on the No Kings protester AI video, but that's not productive. I'm an adult enough to say that. If I was the president, I probably wouldn't do that. Okay, yeah, you're right. No one gained from that video. But I know President Trump's not listening to my radio show. I have a pretty good idea, based on comments that I've gotten, that either the county executive or one of the many overemployed people in his office are listening to this program. I'm pretty positive that whatever I'm saying will get back to him. And again, I think, you know, this is a local station. I'm focusing on a local issue. And if you want to call it, say, hey, people are in a cult. If you want to divide Erie County at a time that we don't need this kind of division. We need to be able to come together. We need to be able to say, hey, Assemblyman John Rivera, I don't agree with what you're saying about unionization. Will you come on the show? We need someone like that in the Rath building. Because again, no, there was no delay. I reached out to Rivera's people within seconds. Yes, Joe, would love to do the show tomorrow. Really? That's great. That is someone who, again, you might disagree with, you might not vote for, but he's illustrating that he cares, or at least he cares enough to want to communicate with all the constituents. And that's all I ask for. That's all I ask for. You know, and this division, you want to point the finger at, we weren't this divided before Trump. Again, I would argue that we were pretty divided in the 2012. You know, when Joe Biden said that Mitt Romney was going to have y'all back in chains. Remember that in the 2012 election? Like, I would say we've been pretty divided since social media was, you know, once they once adults were allowed on social media, on Facebook, and it wasn't just for college kids, I would say that really played into the division in this country. Because, seriously, if it weren't for social media, where is anyone hearing this?
Just a quick observation. If you were upset about Cracker Barrel changing its logo, but you're not upset about the demolition of the East Wing of the White House, you're in a cult. You need help. This is not right, and it's not what should happen in America.
It's also offensive that he tells you you need help. I mean, again, I'm not going to repeat. We all know. We know, I mean, just what we've experienced with this guy in office since he was elected back when I was a senior in college. But these aren't productive comments. And again, this is just like a few weeks ago, right before a Bills game, he said he couldn't get excited for the football season. He wants you to hate one another. I can't think of another explanation of why at 10:56 in the morning, you would pull out your phone and take a selfie video as a 57-year-old man and post it to all your social media in case you just have an extreme hatred for anyone who's not you. And you want other people to feel that hatred. You thrive on division. That's the only explanation. By the way, there might be another explanation, but you're too coward to come on the show. Which, by the way, is funny because most people would come on with me. Right? It's ridiculous. But that's not a leader. And that's not the kind of, in my opinion, that's, you know, I don't want someone like that to be representing me. Because you think because I disagree with you, I'm in a cult? And, you know, again, where were you when Barack Obama was putting in a basketball court in the White House? By the way, I didn't care. I was in college. I didn't care. Was there the big report? Were people freaking out? I mean, I would say if you're in Western New York and you're obsessed with construction in the East Wing of the White House, I would actually say you need help. You have nothing better going on in your miserable life than to be consumed about what's going on in the East Wing of the White House? By the way, again, we want to do this what about? We can go back and forth. Democrats didn't seem to care about what was going on in the Oval Office in the 90s. Just saying, that was okay. That was okay. Putting a ballroom in the East Wing, we're all going to freak out. It's fake outrage from the people at top. The people who fall for it, the people who are posting it all over social media. Again, you have nothing better going on. Your focus is what's going on at the White House, construction-wise. Like, to me, if I'm spending more than 10 seconds giving a crap about what's going on at the White House, I probably need to reassess my priorities in life. right? I probably need to say, what went wrong? Where I am posting for hours about construction at the White House. What have I done wrong? Maybe I've let this get the best of me. Maybe I need to watch The Price is Right. Maybe I need to turn off the constant stream of news. Because that's another problem, right? I'll turn on Fox News at night. You know, I'll watch Jesse Waters. I'll watch The Five. I won't watch all of it, right? Like, last night I watched the Sabres game. Like, I cannot be consumed by this 24/7, 365. That's a problem. That's a problem. Like, tonight, I'll be driving down to Virginia Tech. But tonight, I'd be watching football, right? Like, I make sure that I'm not, even though it's my job, I'm not consuming myself in this just to fall for the fake outrage. And, you know, Joe Schmo, who, you know, works whatever job in Cheektowaga, going home and putting several posts about construction in the East Wing, like, that is someone who has fallen for fake outrage, in my opinion. To Mark Poloncarz's point, I'm not going to say you're in a cult. I have a little more respect than that. But I would say, you know, maybe turn off MSNBC. Maybe unfollow the county executive on social media. You know, maybe tonight you watch a Hallmark Christmas movie. They've already started. That calms me down. That puts me in a happy place. You know, maybe Christmas at, the mansion one. You know, something to take your mind off. Now, for me, Seinfeld, Columbo, a sporting event. The World Series starts tomorrow. You got the Sabres at home and home tomorrow. You got Virginia Tech tomorrow night. You got the Bills Sunday. Maybe you take a few days off of letting people tell you what you should be outraged about. I think if you remove yourself from the cable news for like a day or two, you'd realize how ridiculous it is to be outraged about construction in the White House. And by the way, if Barack Obama were president today and putting a basketball court in the White House, I'd say the same thing to Republicans. I would. There's other things going on. I have issues in my life. You know, I have a kid. I've got a wife. I like to make sure they have enough attention. Next week, my son's going trick-or-treating. Really, for the first time, he went to two houses last year. Like, this will be the first time he actually goes door-to-door. We're going to see if there's a dad tax or not. Like, I have real life to worry about. I can't, you know, consume myself with the construction at the White House. I have a life. I have a family, right? I have things to worry about. But this coming from a guy who, again, middle management, but from a guy who wants to talk, project about how awful Trump is, and you heard Mickey Kern say it on the show yesterday. He's treating Erie County government, he's acting as a tyrant himself, and now he wants it to be known. He's doubling down. And if you look at the last 5 or 6 years, he is doubling down. If you do not think like Mark Poloncarz, he does not care about you. You might be his constituent, he does not care about you. I should be fair and say the statement that he issued to me when he declined to come on. This is from the office of County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Mark did not call the people who disagree with him cult members. Okay. But anyone upset about the changing of the Cracker Barrel logo, who is not upset about the demolition of the East Wing of the White House, should understand that they are in a cult and need help. Is he a psychiatrist? I could not imagine anyone taking... Oh, we won't even go there. Mark respects the views of others. No evidence of that. But the Cracker Barrel logo issue arose because President Trump cared about it. By the way, I should remind you that the Democrat social media page also said, we disagree, or we think the Cracker Barrel rebrand is awful too. Just want to point that out. If you demolish a portion of the hallowed grounds of the People's House, you are destroying nation's history. It's not right, and it's not what should happen in America. That is the comment from the county executive. I should be fair, and that's when he declined to come on to back up a statement. He really didn't answer the question, but that's what he said to me, and I've passed it on to you. 803-0930, star 930, if you have any thoughts on this. If not, I want to talk about ultra-processed foods. Here's, you know, like I said, let's get away. We're not going to harp on it. We're going to move to something else that's in the news. But I will take your calls on this if you have any thoughts or any Democrats out there. You want to defend what he said? You want to condemn what he said? Phone lines are open. 803-0930, star 930. It is Beamer on News Radio 930, WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I was going to do a segment, what's the sexiest song you've ever heard? We're not going to do that right now, but I was thinking, like, what's a song you hear it? What's that Bruno Mars song, you know, I'm going to leave the door open? Something like that. What's a sexy song? Like, yeah, I hear that song, and I'm getting sexy vibes. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know. Like, what's a sexy song? Anyway, not what we're talking about. It was just top of mind. We were talking about the county executive. If you're just joining us, this is what he had to say to the people of Erie County this morning on social media.
Just a quick observation. If you were upset about Cracker Barrel changing its logo, but you're not upset about the demolition of the east wing of the White House, you're in a cult. You need help. This is not right, and it's not what should happen in America.
You're in a cult. You need help. Now, his comment was not based in reality because, again, if you listen, his statement to me after declining to come on the show was not based in, again, listen to the thing. I'm going to assume most conservatives, Republicans, even Republicans that might not like Trump, I'm going to assume that most are like me and really think, you know, I'm not wasting time thinking about the East Wing of the White House. This is a very divisive statement again. And if you look at the track record, it's from a guy, in my opinion, who likes the divisiveness. He wants Erie County to be divided. Again, I'm not going to let it happen. As I continue to point out the Democrats that I have great relationships with, and again, open invitation to Mark Poloncarz, open invitation to Sean Ryan. What are your thoughts on this comment, on his comment, and comments like it? Again, I will say right now, I may have laughed at the Trump AI video of him dumping sewage on No Kings protesters. I could say the same thing. It's not productive. It's divisive, right? I wouldn't do it if I were him. But we're in Erie County. Again, I know either the county executive or someone in his office is listening to this show. And so my point is, do we need this kind of division from the Rath building? You know, he's moving the Buffalo News into the clerk's office. He's ignoring the clerk's requests for jobs, some at the DMV. I mean, this is a guy who has, as we've heard from our friends in the legislature, he ignores Republicans. The meetings they have with him have nothing to do with county issues. It's just him complaining about Trump. Again, I will take his statement and reverse it. If you are wasting more than 10 seconds thinking about the East Wing of the White House and you're Joe Schmo in Buffalo, I think you might need to reconsider what you do during your day. Maybe turn off MSNBC. Read a book. And no, not an anti-Trump book. Read a classic. Put on some music. Listen to Feel So Good by Chuck Mangione, right? I mean, that calms me down every time. Find a sexy song and play it. Go on a date. Talk to your significant other if you have one. Watch a movie. Watch The Price is Right. Wheel of Fortune. Don't fall for the fake outrage. And again, it happens on both sides. Like I said, I will sit here and watch Fox News. I won't watch Fox News all day. I won't do it. Right? If I'm not at work, I'll watch The Young and the Restless. I will find something else to do. People who are posting nonstop about the East Wing of the White House, again, maybe it's time to reassess your priorities. Because in the long run, how is that affecting you? And again, open invitation to Democrats to defend what the county executive said or condemn it. Would love to hear that. But we are going to move on to this other topic that I wanted to do earlier in the week. And I read this. Now, I cannot believe the words that are about to come out of my mouth. So this might be the only time you ever hear me say something like this. I read an interesting piece from the New York Times. I know. Did you think it would ever happen? But I did. And it's about ultra-processed foods. And I think it's very fitting to go from the Rath building to ultra-processed foods. No, it's a bad joke, Joe. And the article is a timeline of ultra-processed foods and how it was introduced to America, right? The first ultra-processed food that was put on a shelf is from the late 1800s. But even before that, you had canned fruits and vegetables for soldiers fighting in the Civil War. And then, obviously, again, for World War I and II, it was, you know, stuff that would stay for a long time, would last for a long time, and could be had in the bunker, could be had, you know, overseas when the brave men of our troops in World War I and II were fighting. And then it kind of boomed into this thing where, I mean, now if you go to a grocery store, a majority of the stuff on the inside of the store, this is what they always tell you. You shop the exterior, the outer ring of the store. Now, is that true? I have to ask Tanner here. He's our Whole Foods expert. Is that true for Whole Foods too, Tanner? Like, the best food is still on the outer ring of the grocery store?
Generally, I would say so. I was just there this morning, so I should know. That's where your fruits, vegetables are going to be, dairy, stuff like that. So
not many ultra-processed foods on the outer ring.
Correct.
Probably not many ultra-processed foods at Whole Foods. I'm guessing it's more of everything's clean and as natural as possible.
Yeah, hence the reason I shop there. But generally, yes, that's what they teach, is to shop the perimeter of the store and then try to limit your exposure to the inner aisles. Yeah. Although it's not much of a problem at Whole Foods, like you said, because a lot of their stuff is geared toward, you know, being clean as possible.
Being Whole Foods.
Right.
They have a great Caesar salad. I know we've talked about it off the air. I love the Whole Foods Caesar salad. And I can tell I'm not the only one, because I could walk in there at 10 in the morning and they're already out. But so, you know, when you go grocery shopping, get the as much from those outer things, right? Your fruits, your vegetables, your meat, your dairy. But, you know, that really wasn't a problem. Even into the 50s, you would have stuff that is considered processed, but not ultra processed, right? You'd have frozen vegetables. Well, there's nothing wrong with frozen vegetables. It's just the natural. It's just the vegetable that's been frozen to last longer, right? So even that isn't awful. But then in the 70s, and this is where this is what surprised me. So, you know, you go on, and again, they do a great job of starting at Coca-Cola in the late 1800s to now. By the 1970s, innovations in fertilizer, pesticides, and crop development, along with farm subsidies, led to a glut of grain. Corn and wheat supplies roughly doubled between the 70s and 90s, and those grains were transformed into cheap ingredients we see in ultra-processed foods today, like high fructose corn syrup, vegetable oil, and modified starch. Between 1970 and 1993, high fructose corn syrup consumption among U.S. children and adults increased 100-fold. Quote, an alternate universe of food products was created, said David Kessler, a former commissioner at the FDA. By the late 70s, televisions were ubiquitous in American homes. Elementary school students spent more time in front of the TV than in school, viewing thousands of commercials for sugary cereals, candies, and fast foods every year. And then we know exactly in the 90s, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing these foods. And don't get me wrong, I mean, a lot of them are absolutely delicious. But there has been this new focus on ultra processed foods, thanks to RFK, and the focus of trying to get, you know, to start by getting dyes out of your food. But I want to know from this audience, 803-0930, *930, have your eating habits changed because of this focus? And I don't mean you've completely gotten rid of ultra-processed foods. I had a Triscuit yesterday, so I can't sit here and say that I don't have ultra-processed foods anymore. Triscuits are delicious. Again, they're ultra-processed. There are some. Yeah, there. I have this app. I don't know if you ever see the guy. It's Bobby approved. But I also have Tanner. You know who I'm talking about. But I also have this app where you scan the UPC and it tells you. Like Triscuits are something that you can have in moderation, it says, right? Because there are some nutrition, but not a lot. It's ultra processed. It's a cracker. But since the spotlight's been put on, do you have more focus on meats, fruits, vegetables? You know, keeping it as low processed as possible. You know, when I was a kid, now my mom usually cooked dinner every night, but there was, you know, one night a week when we were all doing something else, and hey, you might be throwing up TV dinner into the microwave, right? And I can't sit here and lie, I've had a TV dinner in the last 3 weeks. But remember the Kids Cuisine, the Hungry Man, like those were wildly popular in the late 90s and the early 2000s, right? There was a recipe book that was popular, A Man, A Can, and A Plan, that was all around making meals from using canned foods. And you think of the sodium in that, and again, the amount of ultra-processed food and junk that you are consuming in a day. So I want to know, since this has been put out there, are you more conscious? Do you maybe, you know, limit the days of the week you have cereal? Or limit the days of the week you don't have something from that exterior of the grocery store. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. And, you know, there's another issue that stems from what has been the obesity epidemic that we have in America, and that is more people, less people cooking for, you know, cooking at home. And this came into, so I was thinking of doing the ultra processed food story, and then I got this email. Are we eating ourselves out of retirement? We're told America has an obesity problem, but what if our eating habits are also creating a financial crisis? According to a new financial data, Americans are spending nearly $5,000 a year eating out, more than many contribute annually to retirement savings. At the same time, over half of Americans have less than $50,000 saved for retirement, and one in four have nothing at all. So, are your eating habits causing a financial crisis? And we've all been in that situation where we're sitting at home and we've got good stuff sitting in the fridge, right? Maybe you've got some chicken, some veggies you were thinking of grilling, and, you know, the day, blah. It was a blah day, and we're going to eat out. And you know what? I still don't feel like cooking that. And to the point where not only did you spend $30, $40 getting two meals out, all the good stuff in your fridge that you bought at the grocery store is gone, right? It's expired. It's stinking up the fridge. Now it sits there for another 2 days because you're too disgusted to put it in the garbage can, because you know that means it has to go right out side to the trash. Are your eating habits leading to a financial crisis? Those are my questions. Have you been more cautious of eating since the focus of ultra-processed foods? Do you eat ultra-processed foods and then feel immediate guilt? And have your eating habits caused a financial crisis? 803-0930, star 930. And have you noticed your dependence on these ultra-processed foods? Because that is the problem. We have now become a nation of snackers. Very few Americans only have three meals. Now, I know people who are in great shape and they, you know, eat five or six small meals. But I'm talking about you eat your three regular meals, and between that, how many snacks are you having? And the problem with ultra-processed foods is they're delicious. They lack protein. So you'll eat 500-600 calories as a snack, and you're still starving by dinner time. And you know what you do at dinner. You talk about your day. So you're not only eating those empty calories. We hear so much about empty calories. You're not only eating that. It's still causing you to be just as hungry at dinner time. So you'll have, you know, whatever's for dinner. You might have seconds. And that's what leads to an increased amount of Americans overweight or obese. And then on top of that, you have Americans that don't only see their waistline expanding. Their waistline expanding is also causing them to be broke, because they're buying double the food, right? You're going to the grocery store buying that. But then, because, you know, you're tired, you don't have the energy, you decide to eat out three nights out of the week. Now the stuff in your fridge is going bad, and you don't have any money left, because the meals that you did have in your fridge, you replaced spending $80 in 3 days. How has this affected you? 803-0930, star 930. And if I said, what ultra-processed food is your guilty pleasure? You know you should probably limit how much of it you're having, but damn it, it's on the menu almost every day. We all have that one. Come on. It's delicious. You want to say no. You want to quit it, but you can't. 803-0930, star 930 to get on the show. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN talking ultra-processed foods and have you cut down, have you stayed the same, and if you have stayed the same, is it causing a financial crisis in the home? 803-0930, star 930, Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, hour number two on this Thursday. We're talking about ultra-processed foods and the rise of ultra-processed foods. I would love to know if you have changed your eating habits, your, again, maybe not completely, but are you just more cautious of what's on the label? 803-0930, star 930. Now, this article also brings up Snackwells. Do you remember Snackwells? It was, you know, fat-free. When that was the big pitch was, hey, everything's fat-free, you can have as many as you want. But, you know, then we learned about, well, the calories are important and, you know, again, protein and all of this stuff. And, you know, it's interesting how much we've learned and how things have changed over the last 30, 40, 50 years. And again, you can't really attack it with ultra-processed foods, you know, by the 21st. So this goes on to say by the 21st century, you couldn't walk through a school cafeteria, supermarket, or airport without being inundated by ultra-processed foods. Obesity kept ticking up, affecting 36% of adults and nearly 17% of children in the United States by 2010. Food companies addressed the obesity crisis by making products they marketed as healthier, like low-carb breakfast cereals, shakes and bagels, artificially sweetened ice cream, and yogurts and snacks like Oreos and Doritos and smaller 100-calorie packs. While popular, surprise, surprise, they didn't curb obesity. Now, you know, we go on and see that research has also linked ultra-processed foods to health concerns like obesity, type 2 diabetes, cognitive decline, and cardiovascular disease. You know, I mean, we can also look at how cancer rates have ticked up. Is that because of ultra-processed food? I'm sure we'll find out. But we are an unhealthier country. And you see all of this, you know, all this crap that's become wildly popular. I mean, my gosh. Growing up, Gushers was like a daily snack for me. Fruit roll-ups, right? All of this stuff. And you know, hey, I'm not going to lie. To this day, you know, I'm as excited for my son going trick-or-treating as he is. What can I get out? What can I take out of the bag as a dad tax? You know, road trips. My dad and I are driving down to Virginia Tech after the show. I mean, I can't say it's going to be the healthiest road trip. Now, thanks to Awaken 180, I've kept it pretty healthy. But in maintenance, yeah, I might have a snack or two. That's not the healthiest thing. And we've kind of gotten content, right? We've kind of gotten content with, well, these are convenient foods. Ah, you know, it's a busy day. I'm just going to go with the convenient food. And again, it's fine for, you know, a day. It's fine every now and then. You know, everything in moderation. It's what my mom always said when I was growing up. Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. And she was right. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I never have ultra-processed foods. Of course I do. But I try to be more mindful. And again, when I'm going shopping, I make sure there's more real food in the cart than ultra-processed food. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. And also, have your eating habits led to a financial crisis? People are spending more a year on takeout food than they've contributed to their 401k. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Williamsville. That's where Susie is. Hey, Susie.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How do you combat this this issue?
Well, I combat this issue by being a vegetarian from probably the 70s and making all of my own food. my bread, mostly what I eat now is made in my house, in my kitchen. Processed foods, I think, have added a lot to the issues that the generation below me, my kids, those kids, I'm 72, and I think that you're better off making it all unprocessed. I think it's added to the autism level. I think it's added to the allergies, the ADHD. I studied nutrition in school. I got my degree in dietetics, and I really feel we're hurting this. We've really got to get a grip on it.
Now, Susie, in the 70s, what was the push? What caused you to think, I want to be vegetarian? What was what led to this lifestyle?
I watched the Slaughterhouse movies that we had to take in school as part of our background in nutrition and food. And my dad worked for the Food and Drug, so I kind of threw a lot around him and just thought, no, I'm not doing it. I can't do that.
How
I feel better. I feel better.
That's what I was going to ask. So, you know, I hear that, Susie, and I go, gosh, that's got to be tough day to day going out. I mean, are there challenges involved with that? I'm fascinated by this.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'll do salad. If I have to, I'll do a soup. I'm not sure how much is processed in that. I'll go light on the bread. And I love butter. I love my fats, don't get me wrong. But I think that there are many ways you can get around that, and it satisfies me. I substitute with tofu, with cheeses. I do dairy. But pretty much, no, I don't have a problem. I really don't, sir.
Now, explain to me the tofu, because you can make, you know, I watch Guy's Grocery Games. It's one of my favorite shows on television. And, you know, okay. I see where, you know, tofu can act as anything. Like, how does that work? How do you get the taste to the tofu? Explain that.
Well, you can, we opened a vegetarian restaurant on Elmwood in the 70s. And I did all the baking, so we were really challenged with that, but we made a tofu cheesecake. If you can believe that, that was crazy. Nowadays, I think you just need to either air fry it, you need to crust it up a little bit and put some spices in it. You really do. You have to add some seasoning just to get, because it's very bland, but it's a straight protein. It's a great source of protein.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm down to try anything, Susie. That's always been my motto when it comes to cleaning up the diet. Now, you know, our other questions about money. Would you say being a vegetarian is better on the wallet or worse on the wallet?
I think it's better on the wallet. I don't go organic. I'm not that, you know, like that one. But I don't think it's, no, I think it's better on the wallet.
Interesting. Well, Susie, I think that's awesome, and I'm so happy that you called in and shared that. It's very interesting. But I mean, you've been doing it for decades now, and you seem to have the energy, and you're still excited to talk about it, which is awesome.
I love it. And say congratulations on your weight loss, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much, Susie. Appreciate it. Susie in Williamsville, vegetarian since the 70s. Again, people crack jokes about tofu all the time. I would really like to try, like, a legit, someone who knows what they're doing, like Susie, who knows what they're doing. I would try, like, a tofu dish. I definitely would. You know, I'll go back to Guy's Grocery Games, which, by the way, if you're freaking out about the East Wing of the White House, watch Guy's Grocery Games. Watch Diner, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You might see the episode your friend Joe Beamer's on. They do a marathon all day Friday. But, you know, sometimes you'll have a challenge on Guy's Grocery Games, and, you know, one of the things will be cook with tofu. And, you know, these are talented, skilled chefs, and almost every time, the judges are blown away by how delicious it is. So that's definitely something I would try. Like I said, I'm fascinated by that lifestyle. When I was either in middle school or high school, I thought, you know, and again, when I was in middle school, high school, I played lacrosse, but I also struggled with my weight. I mean, I was having like 3 full Coca-Colas a day and Snapple peach tea, which is delicious, and snacks. Like I was never fat, but I struggled with my weight. in high school, in middle school and high school, even playing sports because, you know, lacrosse was one season out of the year. Yeah, we would have ALA, but we wouldn't practice every day, and I would, you know, I would put some weight on after lacrosse season. But my point was I would always try new things to lose weight, and I for like a week or two, tried to be a vegetarian. And I found out that, you know, unless you're 100% dedicated to it, like Susie in Williamsville, it is difficult. I remember we were going on vacation. And like the whole vacation, I was sticking to salads and everything. And then we went to Cracker Barrel. Yeah, isn't it funny how the show takes a 360? We started with the county executive talking about Cracker Barrel, and we're back at Cracker Barrel. And I got the vegetable dish at Cracker Barrel, which is still a great value, by the way. And my salad had bacon bits on it. And I was like, you know, this is too difficult. And I stopped. But, again, that's why I have a ton of respect for people who can stick with it. Now if I said I'm going to do it, I would do it. But it is difficult because even when you eat out, you have to make sure. You might think you're getting a salad with nothing and, oh, I forgot to tell them no bacon bits. I guess I'll just have meat today, right? I mean, I'm sure that's not how people like Susie would approach it. But it's, you know, you've got, and when you're living like that, like she said, I mean, most of your stuff you're making at home and it's from scratch and, very, if you follow that, you know, I mean, your list of ultra processed and processed foods are probably very low because, again, most of the meals you're making are from the produce section and the tofu section, which is, I will, if someone tells me where to find a good tofu dish, I will try it. You know, I never, speaking of things like I had never tried, and then once I had it, I loved it. Duck. I had not had duck and then forever. And then like my mid-20s, I went to the place where Bar Bill is now on Main Street in Clarence. I forgot what it used to be called. They had a duck dish on their menu. And since then, I love duck. Like when I get pad thai, if the place has duck as one of the options, I'm getting duck. I think duck is wildly underrated in 2025. Duck is, if it's made right, now I could never probably cook it. But if you prepare duck correctly, it's absolutely delicious. And again, it's one of those things I would never dare try. But once I did, now if you offer duck on something, I'm getting it every time. 803-0930, star 930. I put this question out on Facebook a few hours before the show. And some of the responses, Jim says, yes, I read more labels all the time now and have cut way back on things that are not good for us. We have absolutely no plans on going vegan, just making better choices. And then Robert, also on Facebook, says, having diabetes, I've been doing a lot more label reading. I really can't eat a lot of things because it turns to sugar. So, you know, have to be more mindful of what you're eating. And, you know, you've got the stuff on the interior that has the labels, but you know, a lot of stuff, you know, in the produce section or the meats don't. But again, I'm sure that, you know, most people don't have to read the labels on that. It's okay. I'm going to get some stuff in the middle. I got to make sure what I'm having is close to an actual food product. Again, that Bobby guy on YouTube, he explains it very well. Talks about, you know, reading the ingredients, breaking down the labels and, you know, hey, like, let's go with Kit Kats. My son and I love Kit Kats. Not something you probably should be having every day. And again, you can have a Kit Kat, which a Kit Kat bar is 220 calories, and an hour later be starving because there's really there's no substance in the Kit Kat. It's just chocolate and wafer, right? I mean, that's not going to hold you over. That's not going to make you feel full. And that's the point this article is getting to, is we become a nation of snackers and we're eating things that don't really give you that full feeling. You know, it might give you a full feeling for an hour because you mixed, you know, potato chips and a soda. You might have that bloated feeling, but it's not filling you up. And again, you could have chips and a soda at 4, have dinner at 5:30, and still eat as much as if you didn't eat at 4 because it's not that lasting feeling that you're having. And, you know, hey, I'm not here to preach, right? My, before awaken, we all know that I was pretty vocal about it. I was, you know, going the back up in weight. But again, you know, you start reading labels. You're just more mindful, more conscious of what you're putting in your body. And yeah, it takes, you know, habits are difficult to break, especially eating habits. Jim Norton, one of my favorite comedians, said it, and I'm probably not saying exactly as he said, but he goes, you know, food addiction is the worst. It's the worst to break. And he's 100% correct, because your body needs food, right? Your body doesn't need cigarettes. Your body doesn't need drugs. Your body doesn't need alcohol. Your body needs food. So it's not like you can quit food cold turkey. And that's why it's so difficult to change eating habits, because, you know, I mean, for the longest time, I would get home from work. I would have, you know, a Diet Coke, but I would also have half a bag of tortilla chips, right? Or half a bag of Goldfish. And it was that habit. Now, okay, I don't do that anymore, but it's not like, one, you know, for me, it wasn't one day I stopped doing it. Like, I had to remember, yeah, no, we're not going to reach to the cabinet. You know, we're not going to grab, you know, we're going to wait for dinner. You're not really hungry. You're just bored. And that's another problem. People eat when they're bored. Again, I can raise my hand. I so many times caught myself sitting on the couch in a pile of crumbs going, why am I eating this? I'm not even hungry. So that's another, but I always think of Jim Norton saying that back on the old Opie and Anthony show, when he said, you know, when he was losing his weight, that it was more difficult than anything, because again, you have to eat. Like, you have to have a meal. You can't just go without eating. You just have to make sure you're making the right decisions. And food's all around, right? Food's all around you. And you can't go to work without seeing the vending machine. You can't go fill up your car without seeing all the snacks at the gas station. I mean, it is everywhere. And when, you know, for decades, you've been, you know what? I've got a little extra money. I'm going to get this soda and this candy bar. That's a real difficult habit to break. I'm sure it's difficult to, you know, like when you're a smoker and you've been smoking for 40, 50 years. Like, oh, well, I'm in here. I usually will, you know, pay for my gas and get a pack of Marbs. That's a difficult thing, a difficult habit to break. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, Joe Flacco made an interesting comment that I have not stopped thinking about. I want to get your reaction on what he said about people eating alone in a restaurant, and ask the question, are there situations where it is best to be alone? I don't mean alone as in single and not have anyone to go home to. I mean just, hey, it's been a rough week. I just need like an hour alone. Is there a situation you can think of like that? 803-0930, star 930. We'll play the clip for you when we come back. Also, anything we've mentioned in the first 90 minutes of the show is open for discussion. We talked about the county executive's divisive comments on social media, and also been talking about ultra-processed foods. Would love to get your thoughts on all of that when we come back. It's Joe Beamer, one final segment on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
That would be on the list. That would definitely be on the list. It's Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. I was thinking of a topic. What's a sexy song? Like, what's the sexiest song? Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow as we go into the weekend. I was about to say a long weekend, but it's not a long weekend. We were talking about ultra processed foods, and before we get to the next topic, and by the way, yes, we are aware of some technical issues. We're trying to make everything better so we never go away again, but we appreciate you being there, and we appreciate the calls and the text and letting us know what's up. That shows how much you care, and I hope you understand we care just as much about you. We were talking ultra-processed foods, and during the break, we got a few good texts, 803-0930 on the Volkswagen of Ultra Park text board. I am the primary breadwinner in the household. We have a household of four. We eat out typically every Sunday after the morning service, and we have pizza night every Tuesday. As for impact on the wallet, I still, on a weekly basis, put 20% of my check into 401k. I mean, so that's not causing a financial crisis. And also, it's set days, which I think is also important. If you're going to have a day where you eat out, have a set day. So then say your day's Tuesday, like they have Tuesday for pizza. On Monday, you're not saying, oh my gosh, you know, we just had the weekend. I got thrown back into the grind at work. Well, we're getting pizza tomorrow. So we're going to have what's in the fridge tonight. And maybe you have the bailout meal in the fridge, which isn't completely healthy, but it's not completely unhealthy. You know what I mean? We all have that, right? You got something in the freezer. So, okay, you know, I really don't feel like cooking, but we've got this. I can just throw it in the oven, or I can just, you know, throw this in some sauce and we're all set. You know, again, still, you know, maybe better than having 1,600 calorie meal when it's not planned. But that's a plan. That's having a plan and following it through weekly, obviously not causing the financial crisis that, again, more and more Americans, this is from, I want to make sure I get the right people here. Laser Capital is who put this email out saying that not only does America have an obesity problem, but the obesity problem is creating a financial crisis. Americans are spending nearly $5,000 a year eating out, more than they contribute annually to retirement savings. At the same time, over half of Americans have less than $50,000 saved for retirement, and one in four, 25%, have nothing at all. We might have to do that as a topic down the road. How much money do you have in your 401k? This has kind of opened my eyes to see some of the great stuff on the text board. If I've learned anything about our audience is very fiscally responsible. I would say more than half of this audience is fiscally responsible, and I think that's awesome. I could learn a lot from our audience. But that's interesting, that 25% of Americans, I'm guessing of Americans in the workforce, 25% do not have anything in their 401k. Again, something we'll talk about down the road. Now, yesterday, Joe Flacco talked about being alone in a restaurant. And this is what Joe Flacco had to say talking to the media yesterday. Yesterday, as he is now in Cincinnati, and this is what he had to say. Ah. Well, we'll get that audio. He said that he used to see the, I'm guessing, Tanner, it's just a part of the board problem. Or maybe it's my computer. He said yesterday, he talked about, you know, being new to Cincinnati and going out. And he said that he used to see someone sitting alone at the bar. I used to see guys sitting at the bar by themselves eating it, and I used to feel so bad for them. Now I realize that dude was in heaven. Joe Flacco then went on to say, you know, that he still misses time with his wife and kids and all this stuff. But I think it's an interesting point that Joe Flacco made. Are there those situations where it's just good to be alone? Even if it's for 30 minutes or an hour, just to have some time to yourself. What is that situation? 803-0930, star 930. I have to say for me, now I want to start off by saying, I love my family, love my wife, love my son. But I do enjoy when I have just, even if it's 15 minutes, when I just have a little time to... Right? It's not work. It's not, it's just time. And you know what? For me, that's as simple as leaving here and going to pick them up at my parents'. Right? Just having that little bit of time in the car. And, you know, again, reflecting. I am the kind of person that likes to have a conversation with himself. Now, more times than not, when I go out, I like to go out with people. Right? I like someone accompanying me. I'm not sure if I can relate to the guy at the bar alone. That's not to say I've never gone to a bar by myself. I mean, I was on and off single for all of my 20s. I spent some time at a bar by myself. But I can't see where like I'd want to be, even for a drink or two, by myself at a bar. Waiting for someone's fine. And having a beer at the airport before flying by yourself, that's completely different. I'm talking about just on a random night, going to the bar by myself. Like, to me, I can't, like that, to me, I'd rather, you know, enjoy someone's company. But, like I said, there are times where I really just want to be, again, not working, just, hey, I need 30 minutes to myself to just sit, and I might be like David Putty. I might just be sitting there staring into thin air. But there are those situations where it might not even be like you're mad at your family or anything. Right? Maybe it was a tough day at work. Maybe, you know, you've got a decision to make and it's not, oh my gosh, should I leave or not? Maybe it's just a decision of, oh, you know, am I doing the right thing? Blank, blank, blank. Right? Or again, I think for most people, it's, hey, it was a long day at work. I love my family. I want to be in the right mindset for my family. I'm going to just sit here in the car. Like, for me, though, it's not even that. Like, for me, the best stress relief, the best zoning out and just having conversation, like, internally, for me, it's the gym. Like, I'm telling you, if I don't go to the gym for like 2 or 3 days, and I don't even do like, you know, weights, I do 90 minutes of cardio. But if I'm off my schedule and I haven't been to the gym for a day or two, you can definitely tell there's a difference, right? I'm more on edge. You know, I'm letting stress get the best of me. Right? Like for me, that's the best getaway is not, you know, 30 minutes alone or having a drink by myself at the bar. The best getaway is going to the gym and just sweating it all out. That's like the best That's the best release for me. That's the best stress relief. That's the best everything for me. Can't get enough of it. And yeah, I get pretty upset when I have to go like 2 or 3 days without stepping foot. What about you? 803-0930, *930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. When I have the first cup of coffee in the morning, you want to have that by yourself, right? I've always heard, you know, people talk about their vacation, and you know, people will get up before the rest of their family, and they'll say there's something about, you know, everyone is still sleeping. I go in the kitchen, I get a cup of coffee, and I just step outside. Maybe you're at the beach, you hear the waves of the ocean in the distance, or you're on like a skiing trip, you feel the cold of the air, and you step outside and have that. I don't know why I did that. That's not, but you have that cup of coffee before anyone else is up. That's usually me on vacation. Like, I'm usually the first person to get up. I mean, now it's my son, because my son has no chill. If he's not in his room, he's up at like 5. So we're built like that. We both hate to go to sleep. And then once we're awake, we are awake. So I can tell he's going to be very much like me, very little sleep. But yeah, you get up before everybody, you quietly walk around, go for a walk, get your cup of coffee. Yeah, that is quite relaxing. Someone said on the text board, some of the best conversations you will ever have in your entire life is with yourself when you are alone. Texter, you're absolutely right. I mean, I have a lot of internal conversations when I'm putting a show together, right? And like, how does that sound? It's actually why that's such a great point is why you are so shocked when people say dumb things online. It's like, did that sound good to you? Like, you obviously said that to yourself a few times, right? You ran that one a few times and you still put it out there into the world. I can't imagine a situation where that sounded good to you. So that's why, yeah, that's a great point. There was a, you know, I talk a lot about how I think social media has led us to this place we are now, and the political division. It has a lot to do with people in positions of power, like the county executive, who I think like division. But I think social media also plays into it. This is from 1999. No, the sound's still not working. Darn it. Well, that's unfortunate, Tanner. Not Tanner's fault. I'm not blaming Tanner. I'm just saying that's unfortunate. But there's this video going around. It's from Microsoft in 99. It's the smart home and what the smart home was going to bring you. And, you know, it's this woman in her kitchen and she's typing on. Now, again, it's 99. It's a big bulky computer in the corner of the kitchen. But she is typing something out and her daughter gets the message. The message is, will you be home for dinner? And she pulls out what looks like a smartphone. They call it a handheld PC. And it looks like something you would expect to see in the late 90s or early 2000s, right? Where it's just like a DOS word pad. And, you know, she gets the message. And
everyone in the family will.
Here it is. So listen to this.
She wants to see if everyone in the family will be home in time. She sends her daughter, Jessie, a message. For Jessie, who's on her way home, it's just a simple matter of reading the message, then touching yes on her pocket PC. While cooking dinner, Robin sees they're out of a few other things. She scans them into an electronic shopping list, which will be sent via the internet to an online grocer who will schedule the delivery. Or she can just toss the empty items out. A connected waste basket will add them to the shopping list.
Dad!
Boring.
We want to watch our movie.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll set you up in the family room.
Yay! All right.
From the on-screen video guide, he and the kids.
By the way, you can't see it, but she said we want to see our movie. It's two kids, and the movie in the guide is Austin Powers. Just going on.
Can choose what they want to watch from any different source already in or coming into the house. DVD, the web, cable, whatever. As the evening winds down, Mom's reading a wireless ebook. Dad's checking the weather on the web phone, which also can talk to the house. He arms the security system and turns out all the lights with a simple touch.
It's a big, bulky phone. Now, my point of playing that is, imagine a world where we have that technology that they mentioned, right? We can communicate with one another from home. Our garbage can is populating our grocery list. We can check weather. We can read electronic books. Our TVs can communicate with one another. Imagine a world where, yes, we have the improvements to electronics, but social media is never invented. How different is today? We still have we've done this before, but we don't have a smartphone. We don't have the personal computer. No, we have all this, but there is no social media. So you have all the smart everything. You have the smart refrigerator. You have the smart pillow. You have the garbage can, but you don't have social media. Imagine how different things are. One thing is, we wouldn't have our county executive telling us we're in a cult at 10:56 this morning. That is all for me today. Tom Bowerly is up next. Tom, how you doing?
Well, if we're going to be in a cult, I'm just kind of wondering, are you getting your head shaved today, or is that going to be, are we going to be selling flowers at airports and stuff? Is it that kind of a cult? Well, you're not going to be serving some kind of a fruit drink, are you? Like a powdered fruit drink anywhere?
I didn't get the message. But if we're doing the head shaving, Tom, I would hope that we're doing that together. I don't want to go alone.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, it is a bit of a sacrifice, but I think I would make a donation to Locks of Love with my rock and roll hair. I'd be willing to do that.
It is more of a sacrifice for you. That is correct.
Yes, I think it's called late life crisis because, well, now everybody, see, you've not experienced this yet, Joe, but you're going to have at some point a midlife crisis.
I've heard.
But what nobody tells you about is, just because you have one, it doesn't give you immunity. You're probably going to have a few more along the way.
Okay.
I mean, I got to tell you that both my wife and my 18-year-old girlfriend, they absolutely agree with that as we're out riding on my motorcycle I just got. So anyway, Joe, very entertaining Mr. Cult Boy. And I love Joe, by the way, guys. Coming up, because we've done a lot of shows, as you know, about the declining fertility rate in the United States. So I just wanted to show my bona fides on that. Coming up right after the news at 3, you will listen in as I impregnate one of our listeners selected at random. They were the 9th caller the other day. And but anyway, I have no filter, Joe. I have no filter. But I think that everybody listening, and just remember something, Joe. If you know that you're not insane, nobody can actually drive you crazy. Think about that for a moment, the power of your own mind. But coming up after the news at 3, Joe, advice. I came across this phenomenal article a couple of days ago from a young lady, which, of course, everybody's young to me, but a young lady who was talking about the advice given to her when she was even younger than she is now. She is older than she used to be, oddly enough. But advice that she wished she had paid attention and she had actually followed. And I thought that would be good. But I also want to find out from people listening about the advice that you actually took and it actually proved to really suck. Why did I listen to that bozo?
Ooh, that's the worst. And you have to run back to that person and say, why did you say this?
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is, if they give you advice when you're in high school, by the time you realize they were wrong, you got to visit them at Forest Lawn or Elm Law, wherever, and that's just not good. I think that's good. And you know what? Just a few more things to say about AI. I'm trying to work on a panel program on AI. Did you happen to hear the program yesterday when I had my first wife, Cassandra, on with us?
I did. I loved the back and forth. I listened to that while I went to go pick up Dawson.
Well, I must tell you, Joe, that what my ex-wife was able to get out, I'm sorry, ex-wife number one, what she was able to get out Wait, come on. I mean, if you don't, misery makes sport to mock itself.
That's right.
And, hey, that was the ugly divorce, Joe. That was the ugly, that was our first divorce. That was the ugly one. And yet we are like so close, it's not even funny. And by the way, my first wife loves my current wife and my forever wife. So that's good. So I guess you'd like to know some of what AI said. Do we have time? I guess we don't. But what she got AI to reveal, I still am just like, I don't want to say freaking, but it has caused a bit of a, it's caused a mind worm, Joe. But we have a lot of things coming up after three that I think are going to be really interesting to a lot of people and clearly displaying delusional behavior.
Well, hey, Tom, I will have you on as I head my way to Virginia for the big game tomorrow. So can't wait to hear it all.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yes. Could we talk at some point? Can I help you budget? Would you help me? Would you let me help you budget, please?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I like to, hey, folks, I like to break Joe's cojones. I love Joe. I love following Joe. And I love listening to how darn good Joe's getting. Before long, it's going to be Joe Beamer 1-6, I'm sure.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not taking the Francesca shift. But, Tom, love you back. Love you back, buddy. I mean, hey, if it weren't for Tom, I'd be long gone. I mean, Tom's the one who gave me the first regular Monday through Friday job here at the station. If it weren't for you, man, I would probably be at Target right now. So I have you to thank.
Nothing wrong with Target, but no, I mean, no. You would have done it. You would have done it yourself eventually. I mean, you've done everything yourself. I mean, sometimes you just need somebody to maybe open the door a little bit for you. But it's a great honor, Joe, to follow you and to listen to you every day, getting better and better and better and surpassing me pretty much on a daily basis.
Well, that means a lot, Tom. Thank you so much. Don't touch that dial. Tom Bowerly is up next. We'll try to keep the station on the air for the next 3 hours. I will be on tomorrow live from my father's high school in Narrows, Virginia. Yes, there's actually a broadcasting class. I'll be broadcasting from that classroom, not with the class there. It'll just be me, but broadcasting from the classroom tomorrow, 1-3. So I'll be here. Hope to talk with you then. Don't touch that dial. Bowerly's next on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.